Okay, let's take a chumash first, and we're going to open. We're going to learn mitzvah number 39, which is going to be the mitzvah of Karban Tamid, and we're going to go to Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar. We're going to end up coming back to Pinchas later on. I hope. Perichaches. This is the first paragraph of the Karbanas. By the Hashem Mashalimor. And by the way, there's things to notice here, and because we hear it every Rosh Chodesh, we hear this this paragraph. We stopped listening a long time ago. When I say we, I really mean me, but I assume that I'm normal. So I assume I'm typical. So we stopped listening to what the what it says already, and then when we get there in Parshas Pinchas, at this point for sure we're tuned out because we know this already from Rosh Chodesh. So anyway, Sabbath B'nai Yisrael, V'Omar To'alehem. Which is interesting, Stam, I'm just noticing, you know, how this particular mitzvah is introduced. Not every mitzvah is introduced this way, not even every carbon is introduced this way. Alright. Sa'avis b'nei Yisrael v'yomar to alehem. Es karboni lach mi li'ishai re'ach ni'chachni tishmeru l'hakuli v'mo'ado. So you should make sure to give my karbonis at the proper time. I have to ask just so I can have the chizuk. Is that supper?
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm happy you're eating, and I'm happy you didn't allow supper to get in the way. Shkayach. Okay. Now I feel more chizuk now. Shkayach. Okay. So, make sure my kavanas, which are offered as an appeasing fragrance to me, are done at the right time. Fine. V'yomar tolahem. You should say to them, Zeho Esha Shatigul Lashem. This is the fire offering which you shall sacrifice to Hashem. Kvasim b'nei shana smimim. These goats that are a year old, that are unblemished, shnaim layom, two a day, olah samid, an eternal olah. Okay, so without any kuntim, without any lumdas, just reading and translating. At this moment, I know that there is a karban called en olah, singular, right? And this is what you shall offer as a sacrifice. Goats, a year old, unblemished, two a day, and an eternal olah. Not olos tamid, right? So right there, the Torah has just told me, I'm telling you about a karban. Just reading it. Es hakeves achad, one of the two that I just told you, make it in the morning, ta'aseh b'bunker. Es hakeves hasheni, ta'aseh b'nei avayim. And the second one, do it in the afternoon. So, I mean, again, without lumdus, without svar, without answering any kashas, without trying to come from anywhere, I'm just reading. I would say that it seems to me that the Torah is saying this is a weird kind of a karban. It starts in the morning. You're not finished yet. When it gets to the afternoon, do the second one, which is one of the two that is described as the definition of the karban tamid that I just told you about, and do that in the afternoon. And fine. You're also going to do this flower piece together with it. Olas Tamid, it is an eternal Olah. Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, it's a very, very strange phrase here, made at Mount Sinai, doing this every day of your life in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, or in Shiloh, or anywhere else, right? It's a Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, it's made in Har Sinai, the Reach Nechavach Yishav Hashem, is an appeasing fragrance, a fire offering to Hashem. The Netzach is going to be the Revi Yisrahim, like Keves HaChag, for each Keves. Okay, and the second one you're going to do in the afternoon, and the way you did the mincha of the morning, and it's Nesach, you're going to do it as a Yisharef Mechavash. Okay, so that's the carbon that we have, called what we call the carbon tummy. Okay, so now let's go to the Rambam. Just wanted to get the wording here. The psukim are going to be very important, I think, in the way we analyze it. I have a couple of Sefer HaMitzvot originals here, if anybody wants to follow in there.
I would have thought there was a lot in the first part that you're doing it time on every day.
Uh-huh, yeah. Meaning?
Not that it's the entire day.
Oh, yeah, Shnaim Layom, right, that's correct. I would say that. Shnaim Layom, you're going to take these, I hear what you're saying. You're going to take these two a day as an Olas Tamid, as an eternal offering, every day, right? It's going to be, but it's an Olas Tamid that's going to be twice a day, right? This thing is, this carbon is a set. It's not two carbonos a day, every day. It's a carbon every day, and it's two of them, right? Because by the way, this is not important to set this up. I'm just reading. If we don't say what I'm saying, it's okay. But Zeh Ha'isha, this is it. Kvasim b'nei shanot tmimim. That's the definition of the karban. Two kvasim, two a day, eternally, an eternal offering every single day. So the offering is every day, two a day. Yeah. So I'm just saying it's like a set of two. Okay. Let's look at the Rambam in Mitzvah number 39. And there is, let's just read it. So positive Mitzvah number 39 is, and just again, to put it in context, 38 was the last Mitzvah that governs the behavior of the Kohen Gadol. That was the Besula. Now 39. And this is going to begin a whole series of Karbonis-related mitzvahs. And those of us who sometimes shy away from Kachim might think that we can't handle this, but it actually is a very juicy and very accessible discussion. Obviously, it helps to know Kachim in order to appreciate it, but this whole series of mitzvahs here really has a very intriguing. So, mitzvah lamites hichativanu lahakriv b'mikdash shnei kvasim chayim. So the mitzvah is to be makriv in the mikdash two kvasim every day. That's the mitzvah. Okay. So what's the mitzvah? Do two. If you do one, have you done the mitzvah? No. If you do two, you've done the mitzvah. Lahakriv b'mikdash shnei kvasim chayim. The elu nikrayim tmidim, and these are called tmidim. These two kvasim are called tmidim. B'hu amar yisala. That's what the pasuk means when he says Shnayim Layom Allah Samid, two a day and eternal Allah. For Hisbar Seder Hakravasim Vaseim Vesheni Yuma, all the dinim over there in the second parak of Yuma Umsahas Tamid. Okay, let's go to Mitzvah 40 because sometimes with contrast we start noticing things that we wouldn't notice otherwise. So Mitzvah 40 is Hisha Tzivanu Sheyakriv Kohen Gadol Kol Yom Tamid Mincha BaBoker and Mincha BaErev. So this mitzvah is that the Kohen Gadol every single day mincha baboker and mincha ba'erev, a mincha in the morning and a mincha in the afternoon, in the evening. The he nikreis, that's what's referred to as chavisei Kohen Gadol. The chavisei Kohen Gadol, it's because it's two of them. So it's the chavisei Kohen Gadol. The tikra gam kain, it's also called minchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha of the anointed Kohen. V'hu amr yus'ala ze karban aharon avanav asher yakiru l'Hashem. That's what the pasuk in Tav means when it says this is the karban of Aaron and his children which they shall offer to Hashem. And it goes and describes the formula for this particular chavisei Kohen Gadol. V'kvar yisbar mishnei zu, all these, the mishnei mitzvah zu, all the dinim of this mitzvah, and masai tikrar, when, ve'ech tikrar, and when should it be offered, v'shishiv amnachas, okay, and in other places, in the night perik, and in yoma, and in Tamid. Now, notice the difference between Lamites and 40. Obviously, the two different mitzvahs altogether, but they both have common properties, which is that it's done every single day, right? When it's so on Lamites, the Rambam's talking about a carbon called the carbon tamid, and the Rambam says lahakir b'mikdash shnei kvasim b'chol yom, not tamid. And he doesn't say echad baboker ve'echad ba'erev. Right. So the Rambam, when he's describing that which has to be done in the morning and in the afternoon, and it's done every single day, just says b'chol yom. B'chol yom. Did I tell you almost every day? No, I told you b'chol yom. So if I ask you, does that mean every day? Yeah, you said every day b'chol yom. So do you have to say tamid? No, you don't need to say tamid because you just said every day. Every day is every day. And it happens to be that it's called a tamid, okay? But he doesn't say b'chol yom tamid. Then when he comes to the minchas kohen gadol, there all of a sudden he says kol yom tamid, every single day eternally, right? Why does he have to put in the word tamid for the minchas kohen gadol, and he doesn't put in the word tamid for the tamid? That's number one. Number two, in Mitzvah 40, this is a mitzvah that's performed by offering something in the morning and something in the evening. There he says mincha baboker or mincha ba'erev. He tells you in the definition of the mitzvah, mincha in the morning and mincha in the evening. So then why, by the carbon tamid, he just says twice a day? And he's going to leave it to you to find the halachas and to find out when you're going to do it. It's going to happen to be, interestingly enough, in the morning and in the evening. But he won't tell you that, right? He doesn't find it necessary to tell you that the tamid is offered in the morning and in the evening. But when it comes to the Minchas Kohen Gadol, there, b'chol yom tamid, mincha baboker, u mincha ba'erev. Right? So it's like back to back. You know, he's begging you to notice this. So, what are we going to say here? What can we do with this? So, the only thing I have, and I don't have any rise to this, and I haven't seen anybody talk about this, by the way, I've been looking at the Kina Seferim on the test. I haven't looked at the Kina Seferim on Mem. I don't think it goes on it. Okay, so the only thing I can suggest is that the Gemara in Menachos actually entertained, there's a whole brisa, I think it's a Sifri also. The Gemara entertains the possibility that this Minchas Chavisei Kohen Gadol is only offered the day that he's anointed, and not every day. So therefore, the Rambam says Kol Yom Tamid, which means, as opposed to what you might think from reading some of the Sukkim, that it's whenever the Kohen is appointed as a Kohen Gadol, but not every day. It doesn't make me feel excited, because Kol Yom should cover that anyway. But maybe he's emphasizing Tamid, this isn't a daily deal, this is not, this doesn't feel great. But there is such a Havamina that you might have thought that the mitzvah in the Torah is only whenever he becomes Kohen Gadol. Come Mashalom, then it means every single day. The Mincha Baboker, Mincha Be'erev, we may have to leave this a little bit. I just want to open up the discussion here. I don't think I copied it in the handout, because I thought that maybe we would I'll work on it this week and see if we can develop it. But in Maaser Kavanos, there's a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ravid about this Minchas, this Chavisei Kohen Gadol, meaning that there's a disagreement as to the preparation of the mincha. Put it in a simple way, the question is whether the mincha can be prepared, must be prepared all at once in the morning and then split up, with some of it offered in the morning and some of it offered in the afternoon, or can half of it be prepared? It all has to be brought. All of the flour has to be brought at the same time. That's what the Gemara is real clear about, the Rambam Paskins too. You have to bring all of the materials for this thing at the same time and dedicate it every single morning. Now the question is, do you have to prepare the whole thing in the morning, or can, once it's dedicated together as one big mass, can you then say, put it in the refrigerator for the afternoon? Can you put half of it in the refrigerator and do the rest in the afternoon, or no refrigerator, whatever? But the point is, do you have to do it all at once, all in the morning, and then offer it in the morning or offer in the afternoon? Or do you actually prepare part in the morning and prepare part in the afternoon? So it could be that the Rambam here is telling you mincha baboker or mincha ba'erev, because the Rambam wants you to know the only thing we care about in the morning and the afternoon is the actual offering itself. The preparation is not the issue. And therefore, he's telling you mincha ba'erev. Whereas by the carbon tamid, there's no such question. There is no issue. There's only one way to bring a carbon. It's to kill the thing and put on the carbon, on the mizbeach. So therefore, obviously, you're going to do that when you do that, right? So with the mincha, however, there's this whole question of being makdish together and then separating it into different doughs. So therefore, the Rambam wants you to know, I don't care. Once he's makdish it properly, I don't care what he does with it. As long as the result is, there's a mincha in the morning and a mincha in the afternoon. That's the only thing that matters. Not the chavis set aside in the morning, the chavis, whatever it is, all the details there. So, like I say, we probably can afford to spend some time looking at the sugars. Yes, go ahead.
If you only have, let's say, one animal,
yeah.
Is there any kafka in offering it, offering one? Or is it
I mean, are they ma'akev zeh zeh?
Yes.
They're not, which means if you only have... Yeah, right. You don't have to bring two in the morning and say, here's the first of two.
Right. Whereas, I was just looking back in Tzav. I mean, I'm not sure I found the right product, but is it Tzav like Yud Gimel? Is that the one you found?
For the
Chavitei Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, let's see. It is... Vav zeh korban aharon uvana v'asher takrivu?
Asher yakrivu,
thank you.
Yeah, that's the one. So it says, half in the morning, half in the evening. I wonder if those two are makiv though, because I mean, each one's described as half a carbon.
Yeah, where is this by? This is by
Gimel.
Yeah, so this is the Michus Kangaro, yeah. Yeah, see, it's that. First, I just want to. I'll get to your comment in a minute. B'yom himashacha so.
Right.
So that's the Havamina, right? B'yom himashacha so sounds like on the day that he becomes a Kohen Gadol, comes the Bryson and says, no, it's every single day of the Kahuna. But anyway, back to what you're saying.
So if these two are Machdus, it really sounds like it says each one's a Machdus of a carbon. I mean, offering half a carbon doesn't do anything. I wonder if he's really stressing this is integral, that the two of them are tied to each other, that you have to offer both of them.
Well, let's go back. The pasuk itself says Asir Saifa Sola, so it tells you the volume of flour that you have to bring, right?
Right.
Half of that volume in the morning and half in the afternoon. So the machlokas that I mentioned is going to revolve around, does that mean you prepare half in the morning and prepare half in the afternoon, or prepare the whole thing in the morning and then offer it half and half?
Mm.
Right.
So you're saying that doesn't mean half of the carbon, it means half of the shear.
Yeah.
So they might still not be makis, though. So.
Right. I don't, but I hear what you're saying. I don't know what they pass in about Makazazah by Chavisa Kangaro. I don't know. I know by Tumid that we pass the Samakazazah. That's going to be very important to our discussion, as a matter of fact. I don't know what we pass over there.
Mm-hmm.
We can look very quickly. Hey, Mr.
Kibonis. Well, you were saying just as far as the. That it says hunted by Mammon, not by Lamed Tes.
Yeah.
It would be. I mean, if he's saying just like the other Korbanos that he gives a name to. So this one, you have to obviously giving a name to Kohen Tumid. So say B'chol Yom.
No, is that which one? The Korban or the Mincha?
So for both of them, he gives a name to.
Yeah, the first one he calls
Tumid. Right. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. Right. Tumid. Mm-hmm. So to call it, as he said, Shnai Kvasim B'chol Yom Tumid, and then he says El Nikra Tumid, like, we would probably darshan that. Like, why is he saying it twice? We go without saying. Like, meaning, the klal for all of these is that he gives a name to it. So it's going. So it's obviously Tumid. Now, by the next one, why would you say, so he says B'chol Yom, so it implies Tumid. But it doesn't. The other mitzvot that follow until I stop going through them, they are only one time per week, one time mm-hmm. per whatever. Mm-hmm. There isn't another mitzvah. There is another korban at least that
it's
I saw.
Torah. Let's look at Torah's back on Chaf Ches. I think it was.
Well, in this section at least.
Uh huh. Okay.
Like each of these that are coming up are they're only done one at a time. They're only done one time per year, one time for whatever. So it would, especially because he's now clearing up the Havminas and the Gemara, that you would only do it that one day. Talmud Lomar, no, you do it every single day. Mashallah, you do it every single day. So I think that's, like, it makes sense to reemphasize that this is to me, then, because it's different than, it's similar to the one before, but it's different than the next, 10, 15 mitzvahs. And additionally, putting it twice would be called, the previous mitzvah, Tamidin, the B'chol Yom Tamid, and then the El Nikra Tamidin would just be, redundant.
Mm-hmm. He's saying in a certain sense he covers himself already by saying that that's called a Tamid.
Yeah. And then he's just saying we're comparing Mem to Lamed Tet, but really if we compare Mem onward, then it would make sense to say it's Tamid.
I hear. It doesn't grab me. I hear what you're saying. I hear the reasoning. In Chav Ches, I just do want to point out, and you're going to say that doesn't matter because it's not part of this series, but it's still certainly useful to look at it. There it says Lahasim Ktaras Pa'amayim Bayom Al Mizbeach Hazav. Interesting. There it doesn't even say. Mm-hmm. And he certainly doesn't say Tamid. Interesting.
it is more significant than the next mitzvah, and count that. Wait.
Interesting.
Which would then be important if you're contrasting comparing one right next to it.
Yeah. Interesting. It does say the Chol Yom Tamid there. There I can hear it a little bit more, because that, there the tamid is that it has to burn all the time, not just be placed every single day. It has to stay burning. Right, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That I could hear what he would say, tamid. Mm-hmm. Here it's not true that it has to be like offering.
That, then the question would be, why is it the Chol Yom Tamid? That would imply it's only throughout the day. It's going to be called the Chol Hayom Tamid. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
But that, we already did that one.
Yeah. All right, very good. All right, you're good. So we see where we have more to say. I just want to see here if there is this, if the Rambam is clear about the Ma'akim says probably it's in the 13th parak of Ma'aser Kavanos. One second. Seder Vasem, yeah, one second. Unbelievable, by the way. Talking about the mincha, the obscurity of minchas chavise kohen gadol. The Rambam, you know, broke his back getting this totally organized, detail by detail. Which is just unbelievable. Again. Yeah, I can't see here. I can't tell. Umitzas Hashem ma'akiv is cooler. That's something else. Hakamas v'lenu ma'akiv zeh. That's comets. That's something else. I can't tell where it's back. I can't tell. Anyway, okay. So those are some diyukim. That's time in comparing the phrasing of the Rambam and one to the other. Now we want to look at this issue of the counting of the karban tamid as one mitzvah, meaning that it wouldn't be off the wall if somebody came along and said that there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to offer a karban tamid in the morning. There's a mitzvah to offer the karban tamid in the afternoon. We already went through this kind of a question when we looked at the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, where there's a mitzvah to read Shema in the morning, there's a mitzvah to read Shema in the afternoon. And if you perform the mitzvah Shema in the morning, you haven't performed the mitzvah Shema in the afternoon, in the evening. And if you perform the mitzvah Shema in the evening, you haven't performed the mitzvah Shema in the morning. So two different requirements, right? And if you don't say Shema in the morning, you still have a mitzvah to say Shema in the afternoon, and if you don't say Shema in the evening, you still have a mitzvah to say Shema in the morning. It's not like you say, Oyvei, I didn't do the first part of this mitzvah, therefore I can't do the rest of the mitzvah. They're two separate independent actions. And yet the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah, right? Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Here also the Rambam counts the tamid of the morning and the tamid of the afternoon as one mitzvah, even though if you know that you're not going to have a karban in the afternoon, you still are makriv of the karban in the morning. It's not like you have to do this in a couplet, and if you don't have the couple, then you can't fulfill a part of it. Yet that act when you perform the mitzvah in the morning, you say to the kohen, what are you doing? He's saying, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of karban tamid. Then he comes back in the afternoon, what are you doing? I'm performing the mitzvah of karban tamid. Didn't you already do it in the morning? No, the mitzvah requires me to do it now also, right? Is this another mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah, that the same mitzvah off the list that governed me in the morning governs me now, right? So let's go to... Yes, sir.
Good question.
Yes.
Just veering off a little bit. Put it on fill, and we understand it to be one mitzvah. We have two brachas. But let's say if we...
One second. What did you say? You said put it on fill is one mitzvah?
We understand put it on fill is
two mitzvahs. Not at all. Yeah.
So if I don't put on fill and shel rosh, but I still put on shel yad,
absolutely,
I fulfilled...
The shel yad mitzvah.
Shel yad mitzvah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very, Rambam is very clear about that. Back here.
There's not machlokas on it, though, isn't it? That's one of the reasons for the bracha included after.
There's machlokas only in what the bracha goes on of the shayyad. Does it go in both, or does it only go in the shayyad? But everybody agrees. Almost everybody agrees that it's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam in Mitzvah 13 says, L'haniyat finlan shayyad, and Mitzvah 14 is. I'm sorry, Mitzvah 12 is Tefillin Shel Rosh, and Mitzvah 13 is Shel Yad. Right.
Why does it start with Rosh and what you put on
first? That's another question. Yeah, that has to, the Shel Rosh is considered more holy, that's number one. But it's a good question.
You can't always do Shel Yad. Meaning, if you don't have an arm.
Meaning, if you don't have a head, you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
If you don't have an arm, you're still doing Shel Rosh.
Yeah, but even if you don't have an arm, you put on the other arm. You're saying somebody could have no arms.
No, not true. Not so sure.
No?
A person who's born with two arms and loses an arm may not be able to fulfill, and probably cannot fulfill the mitzvah on the other arm, because it's not the arm that he's mitzvah. He's an artist. The arm that he's supposed to put it on isn't there. So he doesn't become, he's not a righty and a lefty with his right arm, right? His left arm is missing. It's a whole raid. It's a fascinating sugya in Menachos. Anyway, all right. So let's go to the show. Let's go to show. So which order should we do this in? Let's do it the way I have it here on the handouts. Let's go to the Rambam in the Shorash Yud Aleph. It looks long, but I think we can get through it. The 11th Shorash, the 11th principle of how to count mitzvahs. Okay, that big paragraph there. The 11th principle. It's not appropriate to count pieces of a mitzvah, parts of a mitzvah, piece by piece, separately, when the collection of those pieces is one mitzvah. Going on. Sometimes there'll be one commandment that has many parts. Kigmo mitzvah lulav. Shehiar b'minim. There's four species in the mitzvah of lulav. Hine lo nomar. We're not going to say ki priyei tzadar mitzvah b'fnei atzma b'kavos tmar mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'anaf etzavos mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'arvinach mitzvah b'fnei atzma. We're not going to say that each of the four species is a separate mitzvah, even though the Torah does tell you, take a citron, take a willow, take a myrtle. These all are part of the totality of one mitzvah. He said, gather them together. After they gather together, the taking of them in the hand on the proper day, on the known day of the first day of Sukkot.
I guess learning of the Sukkot should not be counted.
No, he's talking that. I think there's something wrong with that computer. One second, let me go here to the Shorash. Doesn't read smoothly. He's going to go straight into the Torah, which we understand the example there, but. You have it there?
Yeah, it's the same language.
Same exact language?
Yeah.
Yeah,
So there's something wrong with my computer, me. Okay. But who, let's see. Let's get
I think
this right.
Like when you have a bunch of things that are all connected together, that they shouldn't each be counted. That's what we see by the Torah.
Well, let's see. But I was there, hackish, meaning on this bundle, so to speak.
Yeah.
Ein roi shiyimna. It's inappropriate for us to count Amra what it says. Right. So there's six different components to the Taras HaMetzorah. So we're not going to say the Sheish Mitzvah, we're not going to say that this whole package would be six. A Taras HaMetzorah Mitzvah Achas. A Metzorah becoming Tahar is one mitzvah, right? Do it this way, and then there's all these details. This term must mean something that I don't understand. All this whole bundle of how we're supposed to distance a Matara while he's tame, but who amar what it says in Tazria, so you don't say every one of these things that you where you distance a Matara from you by yelling out tame and the hair is a certain way. Each one of these actions is not a separate mitzvah. Avol kibutzim uva mitzvah, the collection of them. You're right. You recognize him and you set him apart in this particular way. All these details. Mamash Tziganu, just like it says in Amor in about Sukkos, Shenismach from Hashem Hayom Arishon Misukkos. We're supposed to rejoice before God on Sukkos and before Shasimcha Hahit Yevakich Kach Vekach. And the Torah says, do that by taking the lulav. Zeh Hasharesh Dak LaHavim Ma'od. This principle is very sensitive. Ba'ofen Dakus Amasha Saper Lecha. And the manner of its sensitivity, of its very delicate nature, is what I'm going to tell you. Zeh Shekol Masham Rechachamim. Shahadaber HaPlani VaHaPlani Ma'akvin Zeh. Listen carefully here. That all the time when the sages tell you that X and Y are prerequisites for each other, hinei humavur shemis va'achas, that tells you that those X and Y, whenever they need each other, they're one mitzvah. Like you were going to try to say with tefillin, but it happens that they don't need each other. But if they would, then it would be one mitzvah. What he's saying. So kamo, like he says, arba minim shabululav, right? So you have A, B, C, and D, and they need each other. You can't have a lulav with only A, B, and C. If you don't have D, then you don't have, you can't fulfill the mitzvah with A, B, and C. Lechem apanim im levana zaka, and the lechem apanim has to have this frankincense shetaseimav. Shalosanu mizeh hasadarim abazichim akmezeh zeh. The language of the Mishnah in Menachos is that these containers of the frankincense are ma'akev each other. Right, so you have to have all components. He needs a mavur, shehi mitzvah acha. So that explains that. So we see clearly that it's one mitzvah. V'chein kol ma shisbar lecha shahatachlis hamavukash leyagiv achelik echad me'os machalakim. And any time the Torah tells you that the intended goal won't be reached without all one of these parts, hinehu mavur kibutim hunyin hananim. So then the collection of them is what's counted. Kamo hakarsa mitzvah shisbar lecha shahu iluhu begadu prumim levad v'lo pararosh v'lo ata osafim v'leikar tamei tamei lo asadavar legiyah hakarasa shiasakulam. Which means you have to do all these things to the mitzvah to make sure that he's recognized, right? You don't do just one of them. It's not like do any one of these things to the mitzvah to make sure that he's separated and distinct from society. The Torah wants you to do them all. V'chein ta'arosu lo sakia ala b'chol ma'ash z'achem en atziparim ve'etz erev v'shnish l'as v'agiloach. You have to do all these things to make him tar. It's a bundle of things that have to be done together. Va'amnam, makam hakishui, the difficult thing is who b'dvarim sha'amr b'hem einim ba'akvin zezeh. Okay. Here's where we get into the delicate things of the Rambam. When the sages say that one A doesn't need B, ki ha'olav ha'machshava, sha'acha sha'elo ha'chalakim kol chelek mehem bilti tzarech l'chavero, that it would, one would think that since A doesn't need B, sheyeh kol chelek mitzvah v'nei atma. So you would think that each part would be a separate mitzvah. Kamo she'amru, like it says, like the Gemara says, hatcheles ein makom zelov and v'halov ein makom zetcheles, that the component of cheles and tzitzis is not required to fulfill the mitzvah of the tzitzis, and the loven is not ma'akev to fulfill the mitzvah of cheles. So therefore you would think that there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of lavan and there's a mitzvah of chelas. V'hine haya av shalana na'umar shenamar, it would be possible for us to say shalavan and chelas yinu b'shtei mitzvahs, that lavan and chelas should be counted twice as two separate mitzvahs. Lule masha matanu lehem lashem avur b'mechotin rishmal, except for the fact that we find a b'raisa in the mechilta rishmal huva misifri v'hu amram shalana, that's what it says there. Y'all quote Yachol shein shtei mitzvahs, mitzvahs chelos, mitzvahs lavan. You might think that there are two mitzvahs. Talmud lomar v'hayol lachem letzitzis. Mitzvah achas hi v'ein shtei mitzvahs. So pasuk comes and says v'hayol lachem letzitzis, which means like this. Just let's go through mentally in the pasuk. So it says they should make tzitzis on all their four garments, and it says they should put a psilt chelos. Right, so you might think that chelos is a mitzvah and the regular fringes are a mitzvah. Comes along the pasuk and says, "V'hayol lachem letzitzis." They, the tchelas and the tzitzis and the lavan together, should be the mitzvah tzitzis. Because the pasuk tells you it's one mitzvah. Mitzvah achas v'en eshtei mitzvahs.
So it comes out that if we don't have tchelas and the tzitzis, we're really not fulfilling the mitzvah.
No, just the opposite. We start with the premise that we've already established that tchelas ain't a ma'akev is a lavan. That tchelas is not a prerequisite for lavan. You can have lavan without tchelas and still fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis with lavan alone, right? Now the question is, since that is true, would it not follow that tchelis is a separate mitzvah? Since it you can have the lovan fulfilled without the tchelis, so therefore you should have tchelis as a second one. So he says, no, Chazal came along and told you, even though they're not ma'akiv each other, count them as one, because the pasuk says v'hayolachem letzitzis. Hine, kvar hispar lacha, four lines from the end of this paragraph. So now it's explained, sha'afilo ha'chalakim she'enem akvin zezeh, even the components that are not required one of the other, pa'amim yehiyu mitzvah achas, kishiyu in echad, sometimes there will still be one mitzvah when they all are in one idea. Ki ha'kavana betzitzis laman tizgu, because the intention of tzitzis is that you should remember all my mitzvahs, of the tcheles and of the lovan, and therefore v'hayolachem letzitzis, because one intention is fulfilled by both of them, and therefore it's one mitzvah. Im keng, kalal hadavar, klal hadavar.
Is it a hiddur?
It's not a hiddur. Means this mitzvah is being done better. This is that I will accept less than tcheles. Right, you still have the mitzvah, and I want you to do tcheles. Right, so it's not a hiddur of the thing. It's just the best way to do it. Hiddur means to beautify an existing mitzvah.
But it sounds like it's more complete with.
That's correct. That's
it
correct.
Stands on its own without.
That's correct. That's correct. That's why. We're not machmir like the Reziner or whoever it is nowadays, and we wear tchelos. We can fulfill them the same way.
But if today's tchelos is in fact not right, if it's possible for tchelos, not me'akev.
That's correct.
The rest of the tzibur.
That's correct.
So we have no reason not to be. We have nothing to lose. So.
We do have something to lose. Gemara. That's the whole issue.
A long story.
Because you can end up wearing shatnez shelo kedin if you think that it's really tchelos and it's not. That's another story. But
on this, what he's saying is okay. So I understand it, because obviously the way we do it now, the vast majority of you do it now don't wear tchelos, so we can do it. How would it work the other way?
How would it work the other way, to wear tchelos alone? You mean?
Yeah. It's like so far up there. Like, I don't understand. You'd have to have a certain number of strings.
Yeah, right. So you'd have them all tchelos. Yeah.
But yeah. It wouldn't be petil tchelos. It'd be petil.
Alright, I don't.
But I'm saying, so that's a big nafkamina, because it doesn't work both ways. They're incumbent differently.
You're asking a kasha, but I think it does. It does work both ways. You can have them all tchelos. You can have a
tchelos.
I see. I don't want to get too hung up on the tzigun menachas. But anyway, in Cain, klal hadavar hamachayel lezis hamitzvah achas yimaneh. In Cain, klal hadavar. I think it's klal hadavar. The principle is hamachayel lezichan, that which causes memory is mitzvah achas yamanah, is counted as one. Lo nisha lano ki'im shenabit b'minyan hamitzvah sa'amra ma'akvin o'ena ma'akvin. We should just look to see by minyan, regarding minyan hamitzvah, whether they're saying they're ma'akiv or not. Ki'im le'inyan levad ha'im hu inyan echad o'inyan ravim. So we also have to look to the right, let's read this again. Hine lo nisha lano im kein shenabit b'minyan hamitzvah sa'amra ma'akvin o'ena ma'akvin. We should not look when we're trying to count the mitzvahs to whether they said it's ma'akev or not, because that's going to mislead you. Because with tzitzis, you would end up saying that it's two mitzvahs. Kiyim le'inyan levad. You're supposed to look at the inyan of it. Ha'imu inyan echad o inyan rabin. Is it one issue or many issues? Kamosha bi'arnu b'shar shashi. You can hear the Rambam like teaching, right? You can almost hear him sitting here and talking. So therefore, says the Rambam, therefore count. In this shoras, I'm telling you that pieces of a mitzvah that all come to one goal are counted as one mitzvah. Fine.
What a mind.
So that's the Rambam. Now, the reason I'm going to this is so we can get to the Ramban's reaction to the Rambam. So let's skip ahead. Skip shoras Yud Gimel that I have over here. We might come back to that. And look at the Ramban on the Rambam's 11th shoras. This principle of the Rambam right there. It's on page 2, or the second side, the second paragraph. Hasfegos Ramban, let's say from Mr. Shor Yud Aleph. So let's go through this very quickly. I joined him in progress, which means I deleted a significant part of the beginning of the Hasfegos Ramban, but this is the part that's relevant to our discussion. I don't think anything before it was. Nevertheless, meaning despite what I just said about a whole bunch of things, anachnu lo nishavish minyanu shalaharabaze. We're not going to argue with the Rambam's number. Shereinu lebahalacha shemana mitzus tittus mitzah achas. As we saw that the Baha'i counts tittus as one mitzvah. Lefishehi inyan echad shevatashem atchelus vahalavan. The Shalom Lano Hakavana of Mr. Hazos, Liskar is Thomas Hashem Allah Sosam. So the Baha'i counts, he's not talking here about the Rambam. So the Baha'i counts Tzitzis as one mitzvah because it fulfills one intention. Even though we have the language of in the Gemara Menachos that the four Tzitzis are four mitzvahs, that's only the Rabbi Shmuel was saying that each one, each corner is not mak of the other. But when you're talking about counting up the total number of mitzvahs in the Torah, Rabbi Shmuel is not talking about them being four different mitzvahs. And this Savara is tolerable intellectually and is consistent intellectually for the Baha'i who counts tefillin as one mitzvah, because tefillin are you're going to remember by putting it on here, and you remember by putting it on here, so it's the same accomplishment. But the Rambam, not the Baha'i, mana tefillin shtei mitzvahs v'shtayim elu, yes, v'shtayim elu nishnu mishna achas. These two issues, tefillin and tzitzis, these two issues are learned in one Mishnah. So he's saying it's interesting. So you had tzitzis counting as one mitzvah. You have tefillin, Hiramim's counting as two. But they're both listed in the same Mishnah and the same phrase, right? Tzitzis are ma'akev each other, the tchelos and lovin are not ma'akev each other, yet the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Shal yad and shal rosh are not ma'akev each other, yet the Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs, right? Okay. V'im nabid l'inyanam, if we look at the goal or the issue or the purpose, harei ha'tfilin y'chashu yosu y'nachat. Tfilin are considered more one issue than tzitzis. Shekoma, shekosu, b'zeh, kosu, b'zeh, because by tfilin, they're literally in the wording which the Ramban is saying, don't look at where they are on the body. Look at the words in the tefillin. You're supposed to remember something. What are you remembering? What's in the tefillin? The tefillin is word for word the same on the hand and on the head. So therefore, for sure one issue. They're one issue, and there you're counting them as two. And by tzitzis, you're saying they're one issue. You're counting as one. Inyan b'hem echad l'man tia Torah Hashem b'fi'inu. Right? The Torah says that the purpose of tefillin is that the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouths. Placed by the heart and by the brain, which is the seat of thought. So therefore, he's asking a question. You can tell me you're going with one issue, but what's tzitzis, you count it as one mitzvah because it's one issue, and by tefillin, even though it's one issue, because it's the same exact wording, and you're supposed to remember things, that's why it's by your heart and by your head, still there you're counting as two. Levadim yitzan harav, unless the Rambam would say shezeh ha'maisa echad levishas atcheles v'halavim ke'echad v'atfilin shnei maisa, maybe the Rambam will say, you know what, by tzitzis it's one mitzvah because you're putting them on at the same moment with one action, with one action. With tefillin you're doing two different things. If you put on, when you put on, you don't put on shel yad and shel rosh at the same time, therefore it's counted as two mitzvahs. Le'echashu shnei maisa shenem akim zezeh elu shnei mitzvahs afavishu munach Mona Kriya Shema Shachar for Arvis Mitzvah Achas, and V'lo Yechash V'Shnei Ma'aseh Shnei Ma'aseh. Oh yeah, these two things which are not k'ma'ak of each other should not be considered two mitzvahs. I, the Ramban, say it should be considered one mitzvah. Afal Pi Shu Mona Kriya Shema Shachar for Arvis Mitzvah Achas. Even though he counts Shema Shachar for Arvis as one mitzvah, V'Hak Torah Boker V'Arav Achas, right? U'Shnei Tzmidim Achas. Now what the Ramban doesn't do here, he does later on. Later on, the Ramban, in a section called Shikchas HaEsen, which means the Ramban, after the Ramban lists all of his positive commandments, so the Ramban comes along with a whole treatise and says, here are the positive commandments that the Rambam didn't mention, that he should have mentioned, and he needs to offer that list because after he finishes attacking the Rambam on different rules, he ends up deleting from the Rambam 16 or 17 is a question in the Girsa. 16 or 17 mitzvahs, now we got a problem, because it'd be, you know, this whole Rubik's Cube of Taryag has to end up in a certain way, and if you take up some mitzvahs, you got to make them up somewhere else, otherwise you're in trouble. That's what's fascinating about this whole the Shrushim, is that if you just fool with one Nakuda, you've messed up the whole list. You know, it's not just like a Rubik's Cube. So the Ramban ends up saying that the Tamid is two mitzvahs. He says a beferish. That's one of his shichas ha'esen. He says the carbon tamid is two different mitzvahs. He saves himself some trouble that way. Yes.
It's bizarre that when he's saying, I think he leaves a lot of space open to argue with why tefillin is very different than
uh-huh.
He's saying you put them all on at the same time, so it's whatever. Things that not be between tefillin with two, between tefillin and everything else we've mentioned so far is one. They're two different actions. We do for Tamid, for Tzitzis, for Shema, for it's all the exact same thing twice. This is two completely different things.
Literally two Tzitzis.
To the extent of saying, and this is the second one, we learn from the Pasuk, says Ushar Tamid Alaydecha Bilotzitzah Futbin Inecha. It's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
They're two. That you. It's very hard. Yeah. So it's the same. It's the same thing. But she definitely also says that the kavana is. But the kavana is to remember all the mitzvahs. So you can't say. So you remember. You know. You divide 613 by 4 or by however it be. I'm not doing the math.
Yeah.
Like it's one fourth of each side. So it'd be like. So that wouldn't make sense because you said you're supposed to. You know. Remember all the mitzvahs with that. So the kavana would be different. But this is you have two different actions.
So he does give some credit to what you're saying. He says levadim in the third line from the bottom of that paragraph. Levadim yitin arav shezeh ha'maisa echad levishes chelav olavim v'atfilin shnei maisim. Right, he says maybe that's what the Rambam was saying.
Which is two different maisim, like the korban tamed, so it's two maisim.
Yeah, but you're saying more than just it's two actions.
It's
you're
two
saying it's two
actions.
Totally different.
Well, they're also two different objects. Tzitzis is
right.
Four corners on one garment.
Got it.
Whereas tefillin is two separate
literally
garments.
Two separate totally
but yet again, tefillin is different than everything else we've discussed because and I think this works well with the Rambam. Is two completely different actions.
Very good.
As opposed to everything else, it's the same thing twice.
I hear. Okay, good. We're going to need a little bit more. That's good. But we're going to need a little bit more because the Kinas Sefman comes in and really messes us up a little bit here. So, and I couldn't copy this. So let me just read you what he says over here. We'll probably have to close with this, and which is a good place to stop. So, it says the Kinas Sefman on this mitzvah number 39, which is one mitzvah, carbon tamid, twice a day. Okay. So, he says we are. Okay. So first he references us. He refers us to the Shoresh number 13, which I have for you here, the bottom of the first page of this two-sided handout, Shoresh Yud Gimel. Let's just look at this. It's very short, relatively, the part we need to see. HaShoresh HaShoresh HaSar, Ki HaMitzvot Lo Yisrabe Misparam. The mitzvahs are not increased in their number, but Mispar HaYomim Shetizchai Behem HaMitzvah Hahi. By the number of days that you're supposed to do that mitzvah. If you have a 7-day mitzvah, you don't have seven mitzvahs. Min ha-mavur, ki yesh shem mitzvahs mitzchavus v'shir echad bizman yedua. Sometimes that period of time is connected. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that you have to do day after day. You go to sukkah ba'lulav, right? Do it. He means the lulav in the base of mikdash. You have to do it 7 days, right? Sometimes you have the chiyav on specific days, like kavanas. For example, he says musaf rosh chodesh shehi mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah to have a karban musaf on rosh chodesh, right? Whenever there's a new moon, you have to make a karban musaf. Omar, lama zeh layim na musaf kol chodesh v'chodesh mitzvah bnei atzmam. 12 days a year you're supposed to give a thing. So there's 12 mitzvahs. Every Rosh Chodesh you're supposed to do this mitzvah. If I did it on Rosh Chodesh Av, it doesn't help me with Rosh Chodesh Elul, so it's another mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so it should be a separate mitzvah. No. So he said, really? He says, you maybe will argue that. Nashiveh, if a guy would say that, we'll answer him. In Haya Zeh Kain, Menei Gam Kain Tamid Kol Yom Mitzvah Vnei Atzma. Then every single day, 354 days a year, you should have a 354 mitzvahs called a Tamid. V'hak Taras Hak Taras B'chol Yom Mimos Hashanah. And the offering the Taras, right? Mitzvah Vnei Atzma. V'hak Taras HaNeres HaTzmidus Kol Yom Mitzvah Vnei Atzma. ואחר שלא תנה אלו העניין המצווה בו ישחייב באיזה זמן שישחייב כן לא תנה מושמש חדש. Since you're not going to count, you're only going to count the inyan of the mitzvah, right? So too, you're not going to count the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh more than once. Okay.
There's a hefsek.
Huh?
There's a hefsek with Korban Rosh Chodesh, because there's 29 days are going between.
Yeah.
So it's not a continuous mitzvah like putting on tefillin or doing the lulav or sitting in the sukkah.
Well, when
that becomes a unit in time that's whole.
Yeah, but the Rambam points to the Ketores, right? So it's not there is a hefsek. I can't do the Ketores at night, for example. So tomorrow I have a new mitzvah that didn't apply from the day before, and it didn't.
But it's continuous day.
Yeah, but so that now you're coming along and saying that somehow days connected back to back is
right.
Not an interruption, but months or weeks is.
Right.
Right. Okay. So that's. Okay.
Otherwise, Shabbos, we have Shabbos every Shabbos.
All right, so you could see that it's a little tenuous.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So, where are we here in this Rambam? Okay. And Mitzvah of Shabbos is also one Mitzvah. We don't say for every Shabbos is another Mitzvah, right? And also the Mitzvah of each Moed of the five Moedim, right? Meaning, the Rambam is saying we don't say that there's seven mitzvahs of Musaf on Sukkot and seven mitzvahs of Musaf on Pesach. Even though they're connected one to another, but we don't say that they're separate mitzvahs. Kihu kamal shamar v'smachlim Hashem lekechon shivas yamim. Okay, fine. Anyway, the point is here: the Rambam is saying that repetitive acts of what the same thing over and over again are not considered to be a separate mitzvah. Okay, and he mentions Chagiga, right? There's a mitzvah Chagiga, so every Yom Tov has a separate mitzvah. Right. Right. Okay. Look at the last three lines. Hashem Yodea. Okay, well, let's leave it like this just for a time's sake. Let's leave it for that. We got the same principle, the main principle here. So it comes along the Kinnas Seferim, and the Kinnas Seferim has the Kasha on the Ramban, right? So Ramban wants to say that the Korban Tamid is counted as two mitzvahs, right? And so it says the Kinnas Seferim, wait a minute. The Ramban actually was quiet when the Rambam said something which he should have reacted to. He says, Krakotam lama maima harav la'el b'shorash gimel. In this shorash that we just read, shorash 13, the Rambam already says, Shah mitzvahs lo yarva misfarin ke mispar hayom of shidishai behen ha-mitzvah ha-hi. We don't increase the numbers of mitzvahs when you have the mitzvah being done on a number of days, like Rosh Chodesh, right? Or the Musaf or the Moadim. Even though they have many days that they're obligated to do it, they're only counted as one mitzvah. And the Ramban was quiet. The Ramban was quiet. Bazeh hoda Ramban. Bishtikasa, by being quiet, the Rambam said that on Shorash 13. The Ramban never said, oh no, every single Rosh Chodesh is another mitzvah. He didn't say that. He said he was quiet, right? Umizeh hoda Ramban, bishtikasa, mi liton, sham, Shorash Nisker. He didn't argue anything. He says to me, Kinnas Seferim. I don't know who he is, by the way, the Kinnas Seferim. I'm not looking in the beginning. Below, everybody calls him the Kinnas Seferim. Below, Hivanti Ma Rahu Kan, B'masha Rata Limnas Hakrabas Tumidim Maboker. I don't understand why all of a sudden here he wants to count the Korban Tumid in the morning of Bein Harbayim, Lishnei Mitzvahs. Right, Kamokan Kriyashma. By the way, the Ramban wants to count Shema in the morning and the afternoon and the evening as two separate mitzvahs. Right, Pamayim Achayom. And also Hakhtaras Khtaras. Nami Kamasayim. Kamosha Kosav Vesofa Sharasha Chi. It's actually the 11th. I don't know why it says Chi. Okay. Umayshna. So he said, now he turns to you, the Kinnas Seferim. He turns to you and he says, what's the difference? Hefzik Zman Shal Kstashos B'yom Echad. Dehu Kedai Laharamban Lashavinu L'shtei Mitzvahs. Why Does Ramban say that the interruption of hours on one day is enough for him to call the Tumid in the afternoon a separate mitzvah than the Tumid in the morning? Why would he do that? From the why is that any different than the interruption that goes from one day to the next? Shelo yigram zeh laharbosim eminyan kfi misra hayamim shel chiyuv hamitzvos. Now the Ramban agrees that we're not going to count each day's karban as a separate karban because it was interrupted by time. So there's so too the tumid of the morning, tumid of the afternoon, interrupted by time shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. You're making a face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
I mean, from the way the Torah presents, obviously, like the morning and the evening are supposed to be two completely different things.
Right.
Like the same.
Right. There's a difference between the same mitzvah being done repetitively and the same action being done specifically at different times.
Yeah.
That's already like almost a different ma'aseh mitzvah. You look outside and you see where the sun is. It's not low enough. I can't do that mitzvah. That mitzvah can't be done now. Right, exactly. So his kasha on the Ramban is a little bit weak, right? But he ends up with another kasha which gets a little stronger. Because he wants to know why it is that the Ramban is going to agree that the different karbanos of each day of Sukkot are not counted as a separate karban, right? Why, when the Ramban, you're going to give different musafim on day one and day two and day three and day four, then you're going to give, right? Each day is different. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Erechin says that's the whole thing. That's why, by the way, if you're sitting in shul on Yom Tov, you want to always, this is one of the ambushes, you can lie in wait for the person who has maftir and look very smart. Because on Sukkot and Pesach, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we have a different din. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the person who said, makes the brachas and haftarah has to make reference to Yom Tov as well. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, the person who has haftarah doesn't make reference to Yom Tov as well in the brachas of haftarah. Why? Because on Pesach, it's the same exact carbon every single day. So there's nothing new about today that there isn't about yesterday. So it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so I'm not dealing with Yom Tov right now. It's the same old Yom Tov that it has been, and I'm only coming here to do Maftir because of Shabbos. But on Sukkot, it's Chalukim Karban Aseim, and because every single day is a different Karban. So therefore, the Kasha is, here you mamish have a different Karban every day, and yet you're willing to count it as one mitzvah, right? So that's we'll leave that like that. That's a stronger Kasha, right? That's a much stronger Kasha than, yeah, I knew somebody would make a face at the first Kasha. So. Alright, so, good, we'll leave it like this. We'll finish off Mr. Shem next week with this, because there's a lot to say. And there's also one other thing I want to throw into the pot, just so you can have it in your heads. That not only does the Ramban disagree with the Rambam regarding counting the Tumid as two mitzvahs versus the Rambam's one mitzvah, the Ramban also has another Tumid-related mitzvah that he throws into the list, which is fascinating. You can start smelling a difference. The Ramban says that since we have a din that you're not allowed to be makir of a karban before the tumid or after the tumid, right? All karbanas have to come bracketed inside the tumid shalboker and tumid shalben arvayim. So the Ramban has a whole new mitzvah called you shall not be makir of anything before or after the tumid. The Rambam doesn't count that as a separate mitzvah, right? So then the question is, what are we dealing with? What are they arguing about? What's the about? So we hope to get to that next week also. Okay.
Doesn't a say necessarily create a lav by?
Oh, very good. That's very good. Lav above the klal asay asay. That's very good. That's part of the discussion. That's very good. You're hitting this issue.
I'm missing something.
The kinas sofrim on the Ramban,
yeah,
or the Ramban? The kinas sofrim on the Ramban.
I'm missing this. He's saying where's the tafsir?
He's saying that just like the Ramban is willing to say, you offer the carbon in the morning, now you have to wait and offer another one in the afternoon, so it's two separate mitzvahs because you're doing two different times, so then every day should be a different time, and therefore every day should be a different mitzvah.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.